This is World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Tony Bonsignori. The presidential candidate for the Republican Party, Donald Trump, has said cutting taxes would be central to his plans for jump-starting the US economy. In a major policy speech in Detroit, Mr. Trump promised a zero tax rate for many workers, something that he said would lead to millions of new jobs. He also said he would reduce regulations, make childcare cheaper, and end death duties. It comes after a difficult week for Mr. Trump, who's now behind Hillary Clinton in most polls. But he believes the economy is one area where he can win out over the Democratic candidate. In a speech that was at one point disrupted by protesters, he appealed to poorer Americans to get behind him.
We now begin a great national conversation about economic renewal for America. It's a conversation about how to make America great again for everyone, especially, and I say especially, for those who have the very least.
Well, Neil Irwin is from the New York Times. I asked him what he made of Mr. Trump's speech.
It was a bit of a rough start. He had a series of protests that interrupted the speech. He had some boos here and there. But this was a message that he's comfortable with. This was Donald Trump trying to get back on track after this really rough week in which he got in all these feuds and kind of ended up not advancing the message he's been trying to advance.
Because Donald Trump thinks that the economy is his strongest point, is where he's got the strongest set of cards, if you like, against Hillary Clinton. Why is that?
Well, he's a businessman. He thinks that Americans are looking for a businessman who's negotiated all these deals in the past to handle the U.S. economy. And if you look at the polling, it is true that Americans feel like the U.S. economy is on the wrong track, and they're looking to see some improvement. Donald Trump's trying to capitalize on that.
Well, let's talk about the detail of the speech, then the heart of the speech, which was tax. That was the message. First, the message that tax will be reduced for millions of ordinary Americans. Let's have a listen to what Donald Trump said.
I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs. The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability as a nation to compete.
That sounded a little bit to me, Neil, like read my lips, no new taxes, perhaps taken a little bit further. That's a very traditional Republican message, isn't it?
It is, and when you look at the details of what Donald Trump proposed today, it's even more fitting in line with what Republicans have been advocating for many years. He basically endorsed a proposal by Paul Ryan and Republicans in Congress that would reduce the top income tax rate in the United States from about 40% to 33%. Now, as he said, it does reduce taxes across the board for people at lower income levels, but the sharpest tax cuts in this plan are for people in the top of the income brackets. The question is, he has this populist message trying to appeal to working class voters. How much is talking about, reducing rates on millionaires? How much is that going to help him actually get that traction to really challenge Hillary Clinton?
Just to pick up on something else that we heard Donald Trump say there, which was, it's really simple. It's going to create loads of really good jobs, he says. Is that a message that's going to resonate? Are people going to buy that?
The question is, do people feel like that is a proper response to the current economic challenges? If we're in a world of slow-growing wages, slow economic growth, unemployment rates is low, but not as many people working as used to be the case. Is lower taxes, especially on the rich, is that the message that's going to get them anywhere? I'm a little skeptical. And we heard that already Hillary Clinton has kind of responded and said this is the same old thing. And seeing which of those messages really resonates with voters most is a really fascinating test of this next few months.
But there was also a message of higher taxes for certain particularly wealthy people and closing down of certain loopholes. Let's have a listen again to what he had to say later in that speech.
We will eliminate special interest loopholes that have been so good for Wall Street investors and people like me, but unfair to American workers. Tax simplification will be a major feature of the plan.
He's getting himself in knots here slightly, isn't he, about his appeal as a businessman and at the same time saying hey, but I did benefit from lots of tax loopholes.
Yeah, and there's keep in mind also hanging over this entire thing is that Trump has declined to release his tax filings, his income tax filings, which is a tradition going back to Richard Nixon. Every presidential candidate has released their taxes so you know how much money they made, where it came from. So it is a little bit of a interesting message that he's talking about all these loopholes and things that benefit rich guys like him and won't really open up about what those are and what he's been taking advantage of.
Any more detail about how he's going to pay for all these tax cuts?
Well, I think, you know, the real answer is probably higher deficit spending, larger budget deficits. That is a word that didn't really appear in this speech, the deficit, the debt, which is ironic because we've heard for years the Obama administration, Republicans complain about large deficits and now that they are kind of running for office on this policy of tax cuts and trying to appeal to a mass audience, you can see that some of that concern about deficits is fading away.
So it was only a few hours ago, this speech. Let me put you on the spot. Do you think he'll get the bounce that he wants, that he needs?
I think the bounce he'll get is the memory of some of those less attractive headlines over the last couple of weeks fading away. I think any time Donald Trump can be talking about his message on jobs, on trade, and not talking about, you know, getting into disputes with a war family and all the stuff he's been doing the last couple of weeks is improvement for him. The question is, you know, that might be enough to regain some of the ground he's lost over the last 2 weeks. Is that enough to defeat Hillary Clinton in the general election? That's a much trickier challenge.
Neil Irwin there from the New York Times. Time now for a look at the markets. Earlier I spoke to Peter Yankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago for his take on the day's trading.
There were two competing stories, one on the energy front. The president of OPEC came out and basically said that they're constantly deliberating on the price of crude, and that caused crude oil to jump a couple of dollars and also led to a large increase in energy stocks. The energy sector was up more than 1% here in the U.S. On the opposite side of the ledger, healthcare was down almost 1%, and that was largely due to continued weakness in Bristol-Myers, which had some disappointing drug trial results on Friday, or released on Friday, and that drove the stock down on Friday, I think in the neighborhood of 15%, and it was down another 5% today, and was more of a drag on the sector overall.
Peter Yankowskis there. And the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow finished down 0.1% at 18,529. And in London, the FTSE 100 was up 0.2% at 6,809.